This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's Hour 3 of the G-Bag Nation. We're live, Jake's in Grand Prairie on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And we'll have more Cowboys discussion coming up here at 4:20. The Micah Parsons update that you might not want, but is actually pretty dang interesting. Okay, don't want to beat you down with too much Micah debate, but one of our guys brought some interesting info to the table. We'll discuss that here coming up in 20 minutes. But it's time now to talk with one of our favorite football writers, 28th season covering the NFL. You see him now at The Athletic. He's a Hall of Fame selector, and he's got one of the best names in football, Mike Sando, here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's great to have you. Now, Dak Prescott, so polarizing. What's been the reaction to putting him where you did?
You know, I don't think he's not that polarizing for people in the league. You know, when I do this survey every year, I've got 50 coaches and executives, so there's a good cross-section of people. And I think most people agree he's kind of a low two. Some put him as a three. And what that means is you can win with them. And that's exactly what the Dallas Cowboys have done. They've won with them. But they haven't won big with him. And so, you know, that's why he's not higher. I think this is the lowest he's been this year. In the 2020s, you'd have to go back to 2019. So he slipped some within tier two, but I think most people feel he's still good and good enough. But at a certain point, you know, we want to see some postseason results probably to move up.
What do you think needs to happen for that to happen?
I thought they already did it. They got better on defense, you know, for a while there. Look, this team was second to Kansas City in regular season wins over a three-year period, but you know, it's a mystery. Is it, you know, have they needed better coaching in those big games? Has they needed Dak to step up and carry them in a couple moments, and he hasn't been able to do that? It's tough to say what it is, but there's clearly been something missing. And it's not just Dak. Obviously, it goes back farther than him, and they've had good quarterback play. Tony Romo was very good as well. So, you know, we've all heard the common denominator, you know, is the owner. But as Emmett Smith said recently, too, you know, they've had pretty good teams. Someone's got to break through.
What do you think about, you know, Dak's profile as a quarterback on the other side of 30? He's picked up some injuries. He's had high turnover rate in two of the last 3 years. Like, do you see him sliding more from here? Or do you think he holds his spot and has a chance of moving up here in the balance of his career?
Yeah. I'm a little worried. You know, I think he looks a little stiffer than he did earlier. You know, he was never this most amazing runaround athlete, but he's always been, you know, athletic enough. And it feels to me like some of that's waning. And I do have some injury concerns. Now, people forget that, you know, the last full season he played, I think he was second in MVP voting. So I'm not saying he's done. If he's healthy this year, he may be good to go. I think Brian Schottenheimer is going to help him out. I think Schottenheimer did a good job with, you know, when he was in Seattle with Russell Wilson. I live in the Seattle area, been around that team. I think Russell Wilson had some of his best years, maybe his best years with Shoddy. So I think there's hope. I think that he can be an upper half quarterback, but, you know, we're nearer probably the end than the beginning for him.
I think one of the biggest takeaways that I had in your write-up here, Mike, was the quote, "I'm not necessarily worried about anything when I play him." But he's just solid. That was from a defensive coordinator in regard to Dak. Is that really the thing that holds him back from being in that elite conversation with the Allens and the Mahomes and the Lamar Jacksons, et cetera?
I think it is. I think it is. There's always been a feeling with Dak that, you know, he needs a little bit more of the run game to be take the ball out of his hands some, that you may not want to be just throwing him around. Now, I think he's shown that he can be a little bit of a higher volume passer. But, yeah, I think that's a factor. Like when you play – obviously when you play those guys in Tier 1, you're like, oh, my gosh, we got Josh Allen this week. Look, we're going to have trouble just tackling him, you know. And I think with some of those guys in the top of Tier 2, I think there's Jaden Daniels may have a little bit of that now. Justin Herbert is just so physically impressive. There's something missing there. But, you know, I think Dak's in that next group where Jared Goff is and Baker Mayfield. Wouldn't you say he's kind of in that range?
Sure. Hey, Mike, I really don't want to talk football with you. I want to talk about Nobu and the podcast that you and I are going to do, just kind of raiding sushi, going around the country and kind of trying it out. You think that we have some hope doing that together?
Oh, you know, my wife just rolls her eyes a lot of things I say, but I had this dream a long time ago that I was going to go around the country raiding burger joints, and I was going to produce like a coffee table book, and it was going to make us millionaires, and I would just get to go around and eat burgers. But I think sushi, that sounds like a great way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was super impressed with your ability to stand there with your Ray-Bans on and kind of evaluate the whole situation. I was like, I wish I could be as cool as this guy doing this stuff.
Well, the truth is that my Ray-Bans are prescription glasses that I couldn't see anything without them. So I wore them there. And I'm like, I got to leave these things on. It's like dark out, and I'm leaving them on, so I can even see who I'm talking to.
I was thinking, this guy is cooler than cool to be able to do all that. But it was good to see you go.
I was just trying not to drop my food, you know, or not look too conspicuous as I was. Also, with the sunglasses, I could really look and monitor the food. That's another thing I do at restaurants is I like myself so that I can kind of see the kitchen. My wife's totally wise to this. And then I'm kind of doing this. I'm looking like, that could be – that looks like a club sandwich. I'm looking like, you know, 2 miles away in the kitchen. Yeah, I think that's coming to us. And then when it goes somewhere else, I'm like crestfallen. You know, I'm like, that was our food. So I was checking. I even checked to see. I was like, hey, were these all the desserts? Because at the end, I was ready to go, but I didn't want to miss it. They were going to bring out a wave of desserts.
Yeah, I talked you into all the desserts. I say, Mike, get ready. They're about to put a tray out here. You're not going to believe. And your eyes lighted. It was like, whoa, okay, what are we about to do here? So, but it was good seeing you.
I mean,
there,
you
man.
Do look like an expert. Right. Oh yeah! You look like an expert.
Oh yeah!
Would trust you to know what food's coming out next.
A lot of girth here. A lot of earthquake girth.
Girthquake.
I'm the girthquake right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike. We've been hoping for a while that your middle name was Brisket. Can you confirm to us what your middle name is?
Sometimes it is. My middle name is not Brisket, but we are going to do. We are going to smoke some pork butts this week.
There we go.
It's fantastic. That's a top five butt, if you ask me, Mike. Okay, who has been the most controversial quarterback? Like, since you put this list out, what's the quarterback that you keep getting there? Like, I can't believe he's this high or this low.
Immediate pushback feedback on Jalen Hurts being tied for ninth and not being higher. This guy's been to two of the last three Super Bowls. He's Super Bowl MVP. There's some people, you know, who have their own standard evaluation. Like, what are we doing? Why is this guy below or tied with C.J. Stroud, who's had one good year and one okay year? Why is he below Goff, Justin Herbert, even Jaden Daniels after 1 year? You know, that's been a really probably the strongest one right out of the gates. And, you know, what I explained to people is that Jalen Hurts was actually higher in quarterback tiers coming off the Super Bowl loss because at that stage of his career, people saw him developing as a passer. And they thought, hey, this guy's on his way to really being able to sling it around more than they thought when he was coming out. I think since then, you know, it was a little rocky in 2023, and then last year they took the ball out of his hands. So the perception is that, unlike some of those guys maybe ahead of him, there's a sweet spot for him as far as how much he's throwing the ball, and you wouldn't want to necessarily load him up with more. Whereas, you know, some of those other guys that are higher, it's like, hey, even Lamar Jackson, you know, in the last year or two, they've given it to him more. And so I think that's probably what it is for Jalen Hurts, just not being seen as a really good player on a team with really good players, but not necessarily someone you want to load up more.
Sounds like the people you talk to are good at, or at least conscious about, separating the team result from the quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. I mean, and this year, Joe Burrow is the unanimous number one, unanimous tier one. So, you know, he was 9-8. They missed the playoffs, but everybody, you know, in the league could see why. I mean, he's not out there playing defense, and that was really what held them back. Probably like kind of like when Drew Brees, remember when they gutted that defense there?
Right.
And he was like throwing for 5,000 yards every year, and they're 7-9.
Right.
It ain't Drew Brees' fault. I mean, he's the best thing they got going. And I think that's true with Burrow. I think one of the reasons Jaden Daniels was so high, bottom 10 defense, you're in the NFC Championship game, and you're the running game and the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's hard to do. It's very rare for a rookie to be able to do that. So he got boosted up. Yeah, that context is really important.
I've been going back and forth with people about Matthew Stafford over the last couple of years. I loved how high Stafford was, but even I was a little surprised. Tier one in that group with some others. I mean, were you surprised that Stafford made tier one for the first time?
I was, I was a little bit. Now, there's a huge gap between him and those top guys. Those top, I think he's 26 votes of the 50 in tier one, which is just like barely gets you in there. But he's been hanging around near tier one. And if you look at how I do this, you know, I change some of the voters every year. So maybe there's 20 new voters, and I just happen to swerve into a five guys that really love Stafford more. And so he got five more votes in tier one this year, and that kind of moved him across the border into tier one territory, I think, without anybody really seeing him differently, if that makes sense.
Mike Sando with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I couldn't help but notice some of the quotes on Caleb Williams and where he came in at number 23. What do you think the thought is about him, and where's the optimism now that he's got Ben Johnson?
I thought it was super striking that of those six quarterbacks taken in the first round in 2024, almost all, you know, there wasn't much to say on J.J. McCarthy, didn't play, but on everybody else except for Caleb Williams, pretty positive. You know, especially, you know, Jaden, Bo Nix, even Drake May, people said, hey, tough situation he went to. I liked what the guy showed. With Caleb, it was kind of like, man, alarming processing. I'm not sure he's going to be able to process the game quickly enough. And I thought, okay, is he being held to a number one overall sort of generational standard, or is this a real concern? And I think it was a real concern with enough people that it's definitely a one to watch this year, and it's not as optimistic as you would have thought when they drafted him or hired Ben Johnson.
Mike, does Kenny Pickett get like an edible arrangement or some kind of gift for being all alone there in tier five by himself?
Yeah. I didn't really want to put him in this, but I was talked into it just because of how fluid their situation is. And so if you read the quotes on him in there, they're actually not that negative. Sometimes it's a little unfair to bring somebody into a group of starters when he's not really a starter. But, it is what it is for that team, I think. And as I pointed out, I mean, I think going to Pittsburgh when they had Canada as the offensive coordinator was tough. I think if he goes to Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, he's not tier two, but, I mean, maybe he's not seen as – tier five, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, the situation matters. And I was, like Brian and I do a lot of draft work leading up to the season, I was so wrong on Bo Nix. But with people you talk to, is that more a reflection on the player, or Sean Payton is just a great fit for him?
I think Sean Payton being a great fit for him is a big part of that equation, no doubt. If he had gone somewhere and they, you know, had disagreed in the front office and the coaching staff wasn't that excited on him, there's no way he has that type of season. When Payton drafted him that high, I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
He's declaring. I mean, Sean Payton is declaring. He's invested in this guy, because you could tell he was sort of annoyed by Russell Wilson. He almost didn't want that to go. And then but when you declare in the first round, Sean Payton, like, you're going to be evaluated on this. Like, your Hall of Fame conversation. If this guy's bad, then Drew Brees is going to start getting a lot of credit, right? So I thought, wow, that was a big move. And so far, so good.
Yeah, Sean hated when he and I had the discussion about Bo Nix. He hated everything I said about Bo Nix. He goes, there's a reason why you're working in radio now. You know, and I'm like, you know what? You were in media for a while yourself, fired coach. And he goes, well, you've been in media longer than me, kind of a thing. So, yeah, he didn't. He was trying to tell me, like, I like Bo Nix. And I was like going, bro, you just like to try and be the guru guy. And he goes, no, the guy can play. I can make this guy work.
Hey, Sean Payton may know what kind of clothes look good on him, you know, and we may look at that and go, I can't pull that off, but he's got it.
He does,
that guy,
man.
And I think
he's an idiot. I love him. He's an idiot.
I think he's going to be. I think he's got a guy they're going to win with. I mean, it's not out of the realm that they could challenge for the division title there. You know, they have a, they've had a top five defense, and they added to it in the draft. So, I think it's going to be a fun year in the AFC West.
You know, one of our night guys, Mike, his name is Fred Davis. He's a big Chiefs guy. And if you mention anybody but Mahomes being on top or anybody but the Chiefs winning the division, he'll go like full Yosemite Sam on you dang near. But what did you find out about what the league's saying about Patrick Mahomes right now?
I mean, maybe the gap's closed a little bit with some of those other guys. He hasn't had the huge statistical years. But as one person put it to me, he's kind of in that Brady chair right now where it's like as long as they keep winning, and he's obviously a huge part of what they do, he's the standard. He's the standard. But you could make a case that on any given Sunday, you know, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson are a tougher matchup, you know, for game plan consideration. So I think it's going to take Mahomes, you know, not having great stats and then bowing out of the playoffs early, you know, being a one and done, and maybe Josh Allen or Lamar, one of those guys, Burrow, you know, going all the way. Then I think we'll have some fun conversations.
Well, congrats on another great report and another banner year for the QB tiers. Mike Sando, read it in The Athletic. Thanks for joining us here on your home of the Cowboys.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it. Good seeing you, Brian, in, at Nobu there. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I, the next one's on me, Mike. Thanks for picking that one up.
Thank you, Mike. Absolutely, yeah.
There he goes, and we're looking forward to that sushi podcast. Take it away, Mike Sando. All righty, we're live at Jake's here in Grand Prairie, and we're about halfway through the show. Fan Phenom is coming up, and that sign-up list is getting pretty busy over there. So we're going to have another big night here.
Whether
you want to try out to be the next fan host or to hang with us, this is the place to be here this afternoon. Tomorrow we're going to be at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Join the G-Bag Nation there at 35 and Bush, other side of DFW basically from here. But it's the best pickleball spot in DFW, and it's brought to you by Stella Artois. We can't wait to be there at Pickler Universe tomorrow. Okay, the Micah update you probably don't want, but it's actually pretty interesting, and I'll deliver it next here on the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fan. All right, we are back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jason Grand Prairie, the site of tonight's Fan Phenom. Are you Dallas-Fort Worth's next sports radio host? Your chance to compete is coming up at 7 o'clock, and they're getting signed up already. So come say hi to either Scott or Ruben, and make sure you get signed up for this competition, because you could have a new career in the not-too-distant future working alongside us. All right. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Joel Corey, CBS Sports, wrote about the Micah negotiation. You know, and this is interesting because he tells a couple of stories in here and gives some different kind of insights because I'm sure as many of you know, Joel Corey is a former agent himself, and he became a writer, and he publishes stories at CBS Sports. Usually whenever there's a big holdout going on, he can almost pinpoint what's fair for the exact dollar amount and, you know, give you tons of comps to what has happened in the past. And it's really some great storytelling in here. So if you don't mind, I'll just read you some of Joel's words that I found to be most interesting. And he jumps in talking about how Jerry Jones has had a reputation for trying to work around agents for a long time. Says, the firm that I worked for represented Jimmy Smith, who ended up being a wide receiver, notably with the Jags.
Yeah, second-round pick, and then, yeah, he matter of fact, went to Philadelphia for, like, was on their practice squad.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, and then ended up in Jacksonville. Had appendicitis, and that hurt him, like, with his time with the Cowboys. Huh. Never kind of came back from that, and they just kind of moved on from him.
Appendicitis can be a real problem if you don't get in there and get it operated on. Yeah.
No question. He was actually with Sean and RJ maybe last week or the week before, and he mentions it. This is fascinating.
Yes. Okay, so says, the firm he worked for represented Smith. The expectation was Smith to be taken in the latter part of the first round of the 92 draft. He was considered the third best wide receiver. Jones called Smith while the Cowboys were on the clock to tell him he was going to be taken 36th overall, but only if he agreed to a contract before the pick was made.
Yeah.
Smith, who was already feeling some anxiety because NFL teams were waiting to draft wide receivers, agreed to Jones below market terms. The rookie wage scale was not yet in existence. The Cowboys drew criticism from agents and other teams for using the tactic with several of their 92 draftees because it violated conventional draft protocol. The bosses were livid after Smith told them what had happened and said if Smith had been allowed to consult with us before making the decision, he would have been instructed to call Jones on the bluff. So then the senior agents at the firm called Jones to let him know the verbal agreement was not binding and any negotiation would be with them. A deal appropriate for Smith's draft position was subsequently negotiated after that. So this is 33 years later. And, you know, Jerry didn't feel like he had a deal with Jimmy. He had a deal on the phone with Jimmy Smith, and the agents told him, no, you know, that's not how this is going to happen. And because of the Cowboys' tactics, all future draft-eligible clients that they signed were given instructions on how to handle a situation if Jerry Jones called you, you know, as their pick was approaching.
Who was our defensive tackle that got taken first overall by the Cowboys?
Russell Maryland?
Yeah.
Did that with Maryland?
Did that with Maryland. Maryland became the first overall pick in the draft because he agreed to a deal.
Oh, he was willing to take less. Yeah. That's kind of how baseball works now.
He agreed to a contract, and then Jones made him the first overall pick.
Okay, so that's Joel's side of the story. Like, kind of shame on Jerry Jones a little bit. I think it is definitely an ethical gray area, but billionaire businessmen are used to operating on that sort of thin ice. And then he talks about Parsons, who says bears some responsibility for his current predicament. In Parsons' statement publicly announcing his recent trade request, he acknowledged he had engaged in back-and-forth conversation with Jones and no longer wanted to be bound to closed-door negotiations without his agent being present. He says Parsons would have been better served by taking a page from wide receiver Dez Bryant. In a January 24 appearance on The Pivot, Bryant recalled ending Jones' attempt to negotiate directly by asking Jones if he could cover him on the football field. Jones admitted it would be a disaster. Bryant then compared Jones trying to stop him in a football game to negotiating his own deal against Jones. So, you know, then Corey concludes that Jerry's engaging with players because he knows he has a huge advantage from a business standpoint in that type of dialogue.
I just kind of feel like that Micah Parsons, though, welcomed the challenge. He enjoyed the Shark Tank.
Yeah, and that's what Corey's saying.
Yeah, he enjoyed the fact that okay, I'm going toe-to-toe with a man who's one of the most powerful guys in professional sports.
Yes.
And I think he probably took it a step or two too far. I think that's really why Jerry's mad right now.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, you wanted to take the opportunity to step in the arena with me.
Yeah.
You know, and I gave you a taste what it's like.
Yes.
And now you're like, you were talking all bold and, you know, you wanted to do this. And yeah, Jerry. And then all of a sudden you don't want to do this anymore. Now, how's this transpiring, you know? And I think that's why Jerry is as mad as he is. I think he's just mad at Micah because Micah took that opportunity, and it kind of brought Jerry back to like maybe some of the old days of how he used to negotiate. And you know, if we find out that Micah went back like a second time and asked for more things, now you're kind of like going, wait a minute, Micah's engaging in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's some talk that maybe Micah went back afterwards and was like, what about this? What about this?
Yeah,
we can't get that proven yet. But if that part does come out, then Jerry has a right to be upset because he was, you know, Micah was engaging in dialogue about his contract.
Yeah. I think the smartest thing Corey said in there is just as a player, you shouldn't fancy yourself, you know, capable.
Sure.
And if you want to jump in that, you know, don't be surprised. I think, you know, maybe some Tolos get annoyed if I make a poker reference here and there, but it's like being in a poker game and thinking, wow, the pros over there,
yeah,
I'd love to play at the pros table.
Sure.
And then you get there and you play a couple hands with them and you're like, get me out of this pro table quickly so I can start accumulating chips. That happened to me one time in an event I was playing in. Phil Hellmuth was on the other side, and the next thing I know, he sat next to me.
Oh.
I played two hands with him, and I said, I'm not playing another hand that he's in.
Yeah.
You know, and he was playing every hand because he's a pro and we're chumps, and he's just like mixing it up and reading us perfectly and making plays, and I just felt handcuffed. Like, I don't know up from down right now. If I could just please, you know, excuse myself from this portion of the tournament, I sure would appreciate it. And it's probably how Micah felt.
Dang, dude. So you could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel it.
Yeah,
you can feel
when you're over your head for sure. And if you're paying any kind of attention, you know, it should become obvious within 30 minutes or so. Jaden Blue, unlikely to play still Saturday.
The heel.
The bruised ankle / heel kept him out of yesterday's practice. The coaching staff believed to be extra cautious right now, right? This isn't something that anytime you're dealing with a bruise or a foot, I know it can be sensitive, but he, along with Miles Sanders, both miss. So I think we'll see more Phil Mafah, Malik Davis.
Yep, Mafah time.
I think I'm most excited right now about Mafah because of his ability to pass protect, and he's got some juice to him in that power.
Let's see if he continues on the route of being a full-time running back that does all the things, the catching, the blocking, and the running. And the Ravens will probably come after you pretty good a little bit in this one. And, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to deal with some big-bodied linebackers to pick up on.
Would you like a sobering real-life Texas Rangers question? Now, you might be down and out right now. You might be down and out, and this might be a question that you don't appreciate, but they're getting ready to face Toronto. I know Wolchuk had the optimism earlier. He's calling two out of three against the BJs up there.
It's Rom night tomorrow.
Is this could this be the last day where we can go to bed as a 500 team? Is this going to be?
Oh, damn well better be.
Because sometimes
I'm talking over 500, not sub 500. Okay.
Sometimes you fight and scrap and you believe, and then you make a run, and then you have a losing streak that reminds you of what you really are, and that's when the white flag comes up.
Yeah, and they're teetering on that right now.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean that could have been the backbreaker. And now all confidence is lost, and it is the
becomes
white
frustrating.
Flag. Yes, yeah. Yes, for sure. I mean, this has been extremely frustrating from a fan standpoint, and I can only imagine for the players.
Yeah,
where you have these moments where you're like, okay, we've got a little something, and then inevitably, boom, it's two steps back.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, as I confided in you guys last year, sometimes it takes for me to totally lose hope in a team before it bounces back.
No, I think we're there. I think you need to quit on it.
Go all in?
Yeah, I need you
to. Go Dark Dawson?
Because the last time it resulted in a championship.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
So go full on.
Do your part.
Done. They stink. They're donesky.
Okay, NFL
news. It's all good, Broski.
NFL news. Thank you. Thank you for freeing up my conscience on that. NFL news and sounds of the sports day coming up next, Zach.
Well, we got a former Longhorn who has just signed with a new team. So, Cowboy fans, don't be asking if he should be a member. And we've got Big Phoenix Energy we got to talk about. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today. Or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ooh. All right, welcome back. We are live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan, and yeah. we have Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, so that'll be exciting, your chance to try out to be the next fan host. We will be at Pickler Universe in Carrollton tomorrow, right there off of 35 and Bush. Best place to play pickleball in DFW, maybe the entire country, and we're honored to be back there tomorrow. Pickler Universe, come say hi up there in Carrollton. Time now for Woolchuck's NFL news and sounds of the sports day, buddy.
Let's get into it. We had a lot of legal stuff that has been coming out today.
I told you not to talk about that.
Well, look, I'm
how many freaking times do I have to tell you?
Man, stop being so freaking sensitive, okay?
And there's off air. Sorry, I'm channeling my inner Rowdy Tellez right now. I'm getting a little soy boy sensey on this.
You know I'm not going to share
but
that.
But it's serious,
that
man.
That was a confession, and you confided in me. I'm not going to bring that over on the air. Eric's in some legal trouble. There was a sexual assault case.
Oh, no.
Not for Eric.
Oh. I hope the wife's not listening.
Former Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond. He has been cleared. He's not going to face any criminal charges. Now, immediately, boom. Here come the tweets. Cowboys. He's signing with the Cleveland Browns. He's off the market. Isaiah Bond is going to the Cleveland Browns.
His locker's right next to Deshaun's.
It's right next to Quinshon Judkins. Now, Quinshon Judkins.
And Quinshon.
Deshaun Judkins. is also not going to face any formal charges, as prosecutors have declined to move forward with his case. So there's now two Browns. They've been cleared. Now, Rashee Rice, he's playing the waiting game. He's going to play the first four games of the season, but September 30th, we're going to get a hearing for Rashee Rice. Now, this is a pickle. If you're a fantasy footballer, and we are, Eric and I are.
Yeah, we
Ruben,
are.
You fantasy? Your ball's off? It's a no from Ruby.
Wow, dude.
That's upsetting. It's unfortunate.
He respects his free time.
I still love him.
He's keeping both of his.
Yeah. It's a good way to just stay like involved with the league.
Doesn't want to get involved in the Red Zone channel.
Man, the Red Zone's the best, Brian. I don't want to hear your hate.
He's a Red Zone
guy. I don't
want to
hear your slander. But now what do? All of a sudden, you don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. You can have him for 4 weeks. Next thing you know, boom, slap, bam, suspension. Is he unavailable?
I encourage.
Welcome to sitting in a general manager's chair.
It's tough.
Everyone in my league.
I do it every year when I'm drafting my fantasy team, Brian. Are you kidding me? You think you're the only one that's lived this?
Yeah.
We've lived it.
Yeah. Putting our teams together, baby. We're winning championships.
Where'd you get fired doing it? It's even better.
I fired myself, actually, last year.
Did you?
I quit a league. Yeah. I just wasn't competitive enough.
Yeah, you were pretty bad last year.
It was not good. I had to too many. I was just like overstretched. What's the word for that?
Yeah,
stretched too thin.
Not enough bandwidth.
Yeah, I needed some more girth.
Yeah,
to what I needed in my life.
It's oftentimes
also Brian Flores' solution. His suit against the NFL. Three teams. They're allowing that to go to trial now, wow. As he is suing the NFL for discrimination.
Oh, so they got him and Gruden now on the docket.
Yep. Yep, so Gruden and Flores both have been approved to move forward.
Wow.
Now, let's go to Atlanta, shall we? Now, there was a fight. Now, one thing you don't want is your quarterback involved in a fight. Well, Michael Penix Jr. was bringing that big Penix energy, and he got into a little bit of a fisticuff altercation during a joint practice.
Just further confirmation, that's my guy.
Yeah, me too.
He's got that dog in him.
I kind of liked it a little bit. Now, he's caught underneath the pilots against the Titans. Now, I slid into all of your DMs. I think Carter Freeman's going to pop this up on the fan cam because he's the absolute beast. But we had a little bit of an issue with the spelling of Penix's name on the news station. So here was Michael Penix. He's asked about it, but just know that his name is not reading Michael Penix Jr. It's reading Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Here was Michael.
With an S.
Yeah, with an S.
They had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words and just went a little bit too far.
Just went a little bit too far, said Michael Penix Jr.
That's right.
I see. I'm not buying that as a genuine mistake.
I think somebody
that seems like an intentional. Oops,
they were goofing.
It's a college intern.
I guess we're gonna get 500,000 clicks off this.
Yeah, because you had like you could get that letter wrong, and you have like 24 other letters that you could have used. Right?
Yeah.
Accidentally have that flub.
Where is the X and the S and the
They're pretty close.
And the
they're pretty close
world.
On a QWERTY.
I think we need to look at that.
Okay,
that
maybe
to be a look at.
It could have been a Z, though.
But the S is above the X. The S is above the X.
So what are you saying?
But it's close
right
enough.
Right there, I'm saying maybe it's Andouille finger, maybe.
I've been there, you know
maybe
that.
Sausage finger
I got
on the
maybe the Andouille intern.
I've accidentally typed in many things I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And letters.
Yeah.
And eggplant emojis.
So you think this penis is a fair game situation?
I think it's legit.
I think it was I think Andouille finger was involved. I
think you don't think there's foul play with this penis?
No. Nope. This was a penis slip.
This is as graphic as a graphic gets.
Very graphic.
For local news.
It is really freaks you out the first time you see it. And it did in this situation.
Is this an Atlanta station doing this?
Yeah, it was.
Which one?
Local in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, Savannah, not Atlanta.
Savannah, Georgia. Well, I mean, it's in the same state.
I think the name is so close that there's nobody ever that has typed that out and not thought very distinctly about every character they were striking.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be thinking to yourself, don't F this up.
Yeah.
They did. They did.
Better to be Penis Junior than Junior Penis.
Yeah. That's true.
Facts.
The other fight that happened, Joe Burrow. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be the hypocrite here. I'm calling that a rookie that has never taken a snap on the NFL field is going to be a bust. Shamar Stewart can't get out of his own damn way. He runs into Joe Burrow yesterday in practice. This is a no-no. You don't touch the quarterback. So what does he do? He rolls, runs right into Joe Burrow's lower half. Now there's a fight. Shamar Stewart has just had issues since the word go. I'll be honest with you. Brian knows this. My assessment of the player, and I've been wrong a lot, I've been right some, was not high. I was very stunned that Shamar Stewart was getting as much love as I get it. Like, if you're going to mold a talented football player out of clay.
I don't feel like I had any of those A&M kids right.
He's like, he's got the God-given talent and ability. You don't see the production on the football field.
Yeah.
I'm saying Shamar Stewart doesn't live up to the draft type there. Taking him, you know, what, 16 overall in the draft? 17, I think he's the 17th overall pick.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to live up to the hype there.
And you would have felt that way even before he ran into the lower half of Joe Burrow.
Yes, but this is just like,
this is the cherry on top.
It felt like I can now just say
he
it.
Just wanted to say now that he knew that he wasn't a smart player.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to continue patting myself on the back here. Bold predictions. Preseason. Dolphins. It just keeps getting worse. Chop Robinson gets carted off.
Oh,
and this guy's going to be a star.
Now, he did say, I'm good. Nothing
He's
serious.
Good, but that's scary.
It is scary.
They've been losing people left and right. And then yesterday they had a joint practice with the Lions. And all Tua and Jalen Waddle were doing afterwards is just ripping the team. Quote, if we can't have the type of practice on offense that we're capable of having, we can't have that practice. Tua, very frustrating today. We couldn't get ourselves jump-started as an offense. We couldn't gain that momentum, whether it was move the ball, whether it was one-on-third down periods, team periods, red zone. We sucked. The comments coming out of this, most lopsided joint practice I've ever seen. The Dolphins are really bad, or the Lions are just a juggernaut. Not a great day for Miami. And I don't think it was the Lions being a juggernaut, because you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown afterwards being asked about, why is the offense looking so bad? Because they've got a new offensive coordinator. And he said, we feel as an offense, maybe this camp, yeah, we've had some struggles. He's acknowledging it. They have not been good. But he thinks they're going to get it figured out. Amon-Ra, you ain't getting it figured out, bro.
I was just, yeah.
You're not getting it figured out.
I was just pleased that, once again, we had Elliot Shore Parks. Is that his name, Elliot Shore Parks?
Yeah, the hyphen.
Hey, he's your friend.
I just always forget how his name is, the hyphenated name. But he gave the win to the Eagles over the Browns yesterday, but by a slight margin.
Yeah, it was supposed to be very competitive.
And he gave me the stat that under our current head coach, they're 10-2 in joint practice victories.
Oh, he's keeping tabs.
He
huh?
keeps tabs.
Wow.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could watch practice every day.
How can you
tell? Just like give you a tale of
the tape.
Is he
watching both fields at the same time?
I think he is. He's amazing.
He's got four eyeballs. He can do
that. He's amazing at his job. He really, really is.
I'm actually on Google now. His full name is actually Elliot Shore Parks Penis Jr. Mm. So just so we know for future reference.
Oh, jeez. I agree. Dylan Gabriel's going to actually start for the Browns because we have an injury with Shador Sanders. He's got no Blake injury. So after what was an awesome debut.
Taking swings for the Rangers.
And I hope that this is not something that lingers for Shador, but Gabriel will get to start. So we'll get to see firsthand, like, who looked better in their debut. Was it Gabriel? Was it Shador? And the last bit of content here for you.
Tiny pocket passer.
Eagles. They're adding Malcolm Jenkins to
still
their
the league, huh?
Hall of Fame.
Oh, to their
Hall of Fame.
No, he's been out of the league for a while. Three-time Pro Bowler. Welcome to the Eagles
Hall of
Fame.
If that's, how are we going to spin that one for Howie?
If that's the criteria to make the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So low bar.
Hall of Fame, well, dude. Eric will be mad because their broadcaster's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I like
the guy with the swollen glands in his throat.
He's like, God, I hate interviewing that guy.
I mean, he gives very, very short responses to questions.
Yeah, because he knows you're an idiot.
Well, that's fine, I guess.
He does love you, though.
He does, like, he does do his homework.
Brian, this is one of the worst pregame shows I'm ever on. I said, hey, Merrill, I agree with you, man. I feel really bad that you have to endure the questions from Eric. It's amazing that we get away with this every week.
It's amazing that you had your lips off of his for enough time to be able to say that.
Did you get to the liquor last break, Brian? I like
no,
this.
I'm good,
I think Mardi Gras Brian's made an appearance here at Jake's and Grand Prairie. Okay, we're live for two more hours, then Fan Phenom, then Pickler Universe in Carrollton tomorrow.
I walked right into that.
We're coming sure back with Nick Harris. He's going to help us wrap Oxnard portion. Look Nick, forward to what's Nick, next here Nick. For your Dallas Cowboys on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.